You are tuned in to CJAM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Rock. Adam and Dave here with you for about another 20 minutes as we continue to go through some of our favorite records of 2024. And we ended off there on that set with a little bit of a punchy trio of tracks, which I really liked, ending off with Pax. And of course, the principal songwriter, Madeline Link, was someone who we had an interview with earlier on this year, and we were so blessed for that. So thank you so much for that, Madeline. We heard something from Pax's latest release, Melt the Honey, with the track Missy.
Before that, we heard music from an album that just came out in September by a newer band called Pi Pi. That's spelled P-Y-P-Y, no space. And we had...
Dave's laughing because I spelled it with a space. That was very passive-aggressive. Thank you.
I was not trying to be that
sure
way.
Sure was.
But that's the way it came out. Anyways, the new album is out. It's called Sacred Times. It's out on In the Red Records. And the band is from Montreal. We heard the track Poodle Wig. Before that, we heard music from a band we've been playing quite a bit lately that has a new album out, Night Court.
Yeah, this band kind of came out of nowhere for me, but I really have been digging their latest record. It's titled Hit Machine. Of course, Hit has a dollar sign in front of it, so, you know, use your imagination what that's supposed to actually sound like. We heard the track Captain Cave Person from that. Really love that song and really love that band. Prior to that, we heard something from Daniel Romano's Outfit from an album that was released a little bit earlier this year called Too Hot to Sleep.
Yeah, we heard there's a couple really short, punky tracks on there, and this is one of them. We heard Chatter from a really great
Isn't
release.
It pronounced Chatter?
Chatter. If you're in New York.
I thought it would be Boston.
Boston. Well, even though he is Canadian. But anyways, before that, we heard music from Apollo Ghosts. From their excellent EP, we heard the track Ripping Invasives, and I always have trouble saying the name.
I'll say it for you, David. Yeah. Don't worry, it's Amethyst.
Amethyst. Actually, I was going to say, this is the easiest name to say, Amethyst EP. Thank you, Adam. Before that, we heard music from Sun Glaciers out of Calgary. They put an album also earlier this year called Regular Nature.
Yeah, and we heard the track Kafka from that, of course, indebted to the famous author. Prior to that, an album that Dave has been singing the praises of, and rightfully so. I actually think this might be one of the best OC's records, to be honest, because I started listening to it upon your recommendation, and it really rips, but there is quite a bit of variety on it.
Mm-hmm.
It has a very unusual title, which is, you know, not too perplexing for those who are accustomed to this band, full of many bizarre album titles, but this one's called Sorps 80.
Yeah, we heard the track Pixelated Moon. We started off with music from Dion Lunadin's latest, Memory Burn. We heard Good Times. He came through Detroit this summer. He's actually going to be doing a reunion in not U.S. or Canada yet with the D4. They're reissuing their second album for the first time on vinyl, so hopefully there is a U.S. contingent of that tour. Because that would be cool to see that band here.
Yeah, it's been a long time since they played together, so it would be an incredible thing. So something to look forward to in 2025, hopefully.
Yeah, and that about does it for that set. We have more music to get to. We're going to start off with a track by Modu Maktar.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? I think this is great because we are actually going to be able to play all our selections. Usually for these year-end shows, we're, you know, bustling about, wondering if we'll have enough time. But here, it looks like we're going to just clear the finish line. The latest release from this fantastic guitarist and singer is titled Funeral for Justice. We're going to hear the title track from this record, as well as music from Godspeed You Black Emperor and Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. And this is it, starting off with the track Funeral for Justice.
Yeah.
Music there from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds' latest release, Wild God. And we heard the track called Frogs.
A song that, of course, evokes the late, great Kris Kristofferson, as you heard in that final couplet, and is actually an album that Nick Cave is touring behind. I got praise online recently by the one and only Bob Dylan, so that's pretty high praise to get. Wonderful stuff there. This is Revolution Rock, and we're just going through the tail end of this episode where we're talking about our favorite records of 2024. Of course, we did another album retrospective last week where we talked about some more albums from 2024, so go to the CGM archives for that, and then go to revrock.blogspot.com where we're going to have the set list up there just showing all of our selections for our favorite records this year. Prior to Nick Cave, though, we heard a truncated version of Sun is a Hole, Sun is Vapors, and that's a track from Godspeed You Black Emperor. That's from their latest release that was dropped not too long ago, just about the tail end of the year. It was titled No Title. That's a weird sentence to say, but it was titled No Title as of 13 February 2024, this is very uplifting. 28,340 dead, which of course is a evocation of the attacks that have been happening in Gaza, and it's a very political record, as all Godspeed's records are, and a fantastic one. And we started things off with music from Modo Mokhtar from Funeral for Justice. We heard the title track from that. And Dave, I want to say it's been a pleasure doing this episode with you. And we have time for just one last song. What are we going to do?
We're going to hear another track from Cindy Lee's Diamond Jubilee album. As mentioned, it was, I think, it might be the only, well, up until this point in time, album released only digitally, self-released, no physical component, that was nominated for the Polaris Music Prize. Also a triple album. Mm-hmm. Really just a sonic journey, one to listen to. And when it was originally released, you could get it only from Cindy Lee's website, and then you could hear it only on YouTube in one long track.
And now it's finally available for purchase, so you can go to Cindy Lee's Bandcamp page and get up an edition of that, but make sure you purchase it soon, because I heard editions are selling out. But anyway, we're going to end off with as much as we can with the track Golden Microphone to end off this year in review edition of Revolution Rock. We will be back same time next week here on CGM 99.1 FM.